G4Ts, does DHS have operational control of our entire border?
No, sir.
After listening to all of this, I am so angry. I cannot believe the incredible failure of our federal government and to the American people. And also to the Border Patrol agents, ICE agents, the jobs that they do and how incredibly difficult their jobs are based on the failed policies that they are forced to operate under. It is absurd. I live in Georgia. My state is not a border state. But let me inform you of some of the things that we're dealing with. Here in Georgia, fentanyl-involved deaths has increased by over 230% since Biden has taken office. In my district alone, we have had fentanyl-involved deaths increase by over 350%. I can tell you right now, the policies do not work. And we are sick and tired of our young people dying, our emergency responders getting poisoned by fentanyl. This is unacceptable.
Congressman Green joins us. Congressman Green, we want to start. We got Ben Berquam, our Real America's Voice investigative reporter, in one of the camps. And you see the human tragedy on the Bidens. And we did the other day. We had the 8 illegal aliens that died off the coast of California. We were in Tijuana. We were in El Paso at the surge of the 2000. We covered your hearing yesterday. This is absolutely a direct policy of the Biden regime to exacerbate an invasion of the United States of America. Is there any doubt in your mind about that, Congressman Green?
No, not one single doubt. And I have to tell you, Steve, I am furious. As a matter of fact, I'm pissed off to the point where I cannot be silent. And I don't think anyone else should be either. I could not believe sitting there in that hearing there with the chief of Border Patrol. And he did admit that we don't have operational control of the border, but he should be outraged himself. I mean, think about all the men and women that work under him in these unbelievable conditions. And they're the front line of the border invasion that happens every single day. And God bless Ben Berquam, because he goes down there and risks his life to bring it to all of us so that we can see it firsthand. But this is a human crisis. I mean, look at these people. Just like you guys said, it's not their fault. The door is open to America, and the president of the United States is the one that opened it. But it's outrageous. And here we are. I mean, we do these hearings, and everybody's so concerned about hurting someone's feelings in Washington when the president of the United States, Joe Biden, won't even take his old sorry tail down to the United States border and look at it himself. And Kamala Harris is just a useless joke of a human being sitting in the position of vice presidency. The whole thing is ridiculous. Secretary Mayorkas, Republicans in Congress are coming for him because he's a complete failure. And he's just the first one we are coming after, Steve.